You're listening to SBS News.
Raj Wilson's teenage daughter Yasmin committed suicide 2 years ago. But long before that, Raj says cycling wasn't just a physical benefit, it gave him important headspace to keep his mental health on track.
Even before the events with my daughter, cycling was always an important part of how I maintain balance, how I manage stress, how I focus on something that gives me fulfillment on a number of fronts. I often find that some troubling thoughts to do with the loss of Yasmin, while I'm cycling, it converts into positive thoughts, and so it's been a really important part of how I've coped and been able to move forward.
Raj's family migrated to Australia from Sri Lanka when he was 12 years old. Living in Melbourne, which has been hit hardest of all in terms of the duration of lockdowns, the chance to join the inaugural Hope Cycle was too good for him to miss.
It's a virtual event, so it appeals to people not just only in Australia but right across the world. And so you feel part of that cycling community, and obviously galvanised by raising support and awareness for Lifeline.
It's the first staging of the online event, where people ride multiple stages around Australia from their living rooms or wherever their bikes are hooked up on the computer. They're linked together in promoting awareness of a very important cause. Colin Seary is the chief executive of Lifeline Australia, and he says there's never been a more crucial time to raise awareness of the issues surrounding mental health.
Look, it's a real opportunity in these COVID times for a sense of community. The the virtual event, and you can actually virtually cross borders, which is fantastic. Sort of culminating in Uluru, and we have 420 participants involved in that, and the money really goes towards Lifeline, who's had the increase in demand that we've had on our services on the back of the COVID situation has been at record levels.
Lifeline is also involved in organising COVID compliant commemorative gatherings locally and online as part of its annual Out of the Shadows event initiative. A 22% jump in calls to the Lifeline number indicates more help and awareness is needed. There are plenty of other events and important support coming from different sections of society, and that's something Mr. Seary welcomes.
Government, corporations, everyone seems to be getting on board to, understanding the mental health challenges that, really a significant number of Australians are going through at the moment.
9 Australian lives are lost to suicide each day, and for younger sections of society, the issues connected with mental problems can often go unnoticed. Mr. Seary feels a global raising of awareness of the issues is vital. He says the figures amongst younger Australians calling Lifeline have risen sharply, and although it's alarming, the fact they're looking for help is a good thing.
15 to 44 year age category, suicide's the biggest killer in the country, so we've got a lot of work to do. It's great that people are reaching out in numbers never before, but this event, World Suicide Prevention Day, and on the back of COVID, I mean, arguably mental health's never been more at the front, and as it should be.
Mr. Wilson can't bring his daughter back, but he's hoping the money he raises as part of his efforts with the Hope Cycle will help other families in Australia avoid going through the pain and loss he's experienced.
You can't claw back time, as I've found out, so please do everything you can to support those people around you and make sure that you get close enough to them that they can open up and share their challenges with you.
If this story raises any issues for you or your family, Lifeline Australia can be contacted by phone on 13 11 14. John Baldock, SBS News.